What on earth are the Broncos doing?
No idea. Couldn't okay. tell you. I seriously don't know what they're doing. Like, okay, they had Case Keenum, who is bad, but at least, okay, that money was already spent. Now they go and give up a fourth-round pick and add another $18 million with Flacco, who is equally as bad. Like, it's funny. We've been kicking around the idea in Denver, okay, was this a lateral move, or did the Broncos actually get better? And I'm not even sure they didn't just get worse. Like, Flacco has back problems and hip problems and knee problems. He's 3 years older than Case Keenum. All of his numbers in recent years suggest that he stinks just as much as Keenum does. He doesn't trust his body. He doesn't trust bad protection in front of him, which is exactly what the Broncos have. I have no idea why they would make this move. It's just John Elway basically right now, it's every other year he decides, I hate my coach, I want a new one. And then right now he's kind of on a schedule of every year he just decides, I hate my quarterback and I want a new one. And I don't know, guys, I guess give him credit for innovation. Like all the successful NFL teams, they just want consistency with their coach and their quarterback. You know what, Elway is he's trying to figure out a new way to corner the market to success.
Now, Nate, I'm wondering how fans are taking it. I had a media colleague, and he covers the NHL, but he was also born and raised in Denver. He is a Broncos fan, and he told me, he's like, hey, I woke up this morning feeling better about being a Broncos fan than the day before. And I looked at him like cross-eyed. I was like, what are you saying? And I couldn't find any logic in it, and I guess the only logic I could find, and it doesn't even make that much sense to me, Nate, because they have a Super Bowl recently, is that, like, the fans are some tortured, you know, beaten down, you know, franchise to where they just have come to expect mediocrity and this is, like, a big deal for them? I really don't know how anybody could be on board with this. How's Denver feeling?
Well, largely, response on our show has been, like, 80-20. 80% okay. of people are just like, I have no idea what the Broncos are doing right now. Could you explain it? And I'm the one with the microphone in front of me, and I can't figure out what the hell they're doing. And yet, yeah, there is that portion of the fan base. Sounds like your friend is included here, who just seems to think that John Elway is playing chess when everybody else is playing checkers out there, that he has got this all figured out. And you know what? Old-ass Joe Flacco that Baltimore didn't even want anymore. Oh, by the way, the guy they replaced him with is Lamar Jackson. I don't even know if Lamar Jackson can play, and yet Baltimore is convinced, no, this is a better option than going forward with broken-ass Joe Flacco. So I don't know. I can't tell you what they're thinking, but, yeah, it's, you know, probably one out of every five or so is some texter that will inform me that John Elway is, in fact, brilliant at his job, and yet the team just continues to decline and get worse and worse. And now they have Joe Flacco, which doesn't make you better.